Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I always tell everybody that every overnight success was actually 10, 20 years in the making. We just didn't see the backstory.
That's right.
We just didn't even know they existed until they had their big moment. And I think a lot of times we have some distorted sense of timing in our lives. I think about even Moses. Moses, everything that we know about Moses that really, that was actually awesome, all of his great feats didn't even start until he was 80 years old.
Wow.
Think about that. Hmm. Now, what if God, what if all the greatest exploits that God had for us weren't even to start until we're 80? That messes with some people. But, you know, we don't even think about how long Moses had to wait. We don't even think about that. And unfortunately, we don't think about that when we see other people's success. We don't see who actually paid the price to make that happen. And even more than that, I think when everybody actually hears what it actually took. So, for example, even right now, Substance, we're moving in. We just started our downtown Minneapolis campus, and we're in the middle of also moving into a huge 100,000 square foot building on the north side of the Twin Cities. And a lot of pastors, they're calling me up like, wow, it just seems like God is just blessing everything. But they don't realize that we had 8 different buildings fall through. They didn't realize all of the legal problems. They didn't realize that we had $5 million in the bank and couldn't spend our money to save our lives for several years because we couldn't even get a single city to sell land to us. They didn't hear about all of the how painful it was to even fundraise and all that kind of stuff. They didn't hear about all the blood, sweat, and tears that brought us this far. They just see the success and say, man, I'd like a little bit of that. And I realize that I do that with people all the time as well. And it's really an issue of just being happy with the timeline that God has. If God wants to take me until I'm 80 years old before he does something awesome, sometimes my even whole standard, my own definition of success needs to be recalibrated. And that's kind of the idea even in the book, is I wanted to say, hey, these things won't even make me happy anyway. So Substance is getting a new building. It's not going to make my life simpler or happier, which is why, you know, myth number 3 in my book is oversimplification myth. It's this idea that a new house or a new spouse or a new income is somehow going to make my life happier or simpler. No, it's going to make your life more complex. When we imagine a dream house, we don't imagine the extra square footage to clean. We idealize every one of our dreams, just only the good things. And unfortunately, we've got to take a step back and just take in the bigger picture that also new levels, new devils, so to speak. And it's this, you know, opportunity is not going to just change your character. It's actually going to reveal your character. People come to me all the time. If only I had a spouse, then I would know. Well, finding a spouse is going to actually challenge your character more. It's going to expose your character more. It's kind of like I call it the pot of gold myth in my book. It's myth number 6. It's this idea that maybe a new income level will change my life and increase my opportunities. Well, according to the research, people who win the lottery have higher increases of divorce, anger, depression, suicide. Every negative thing you could ever imagine is actually higher for lottery winners. Actually, winning the lottery could be the worst thing ever for you in some ways. And yet, that's unfortunately what we're praying for all the time. We have to take a step back, and coming back to the original idea is my soul finds rest in God alone.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.